Numbers chapter 30, here we read about the vows, particularly of a married woman. And it says that her husband can make them null and void, verse 12, in the day that he heard them. And what she promises to give will therefore not stand. Her husband has made them void. Well, you can read that really negatively, saying, the Bibles are against women and the man can dominate the woman. No, I think that's really wanting to find fault. Look at it another way. Women in those days, and for indeed much of history, have not had a great role to play in religion. Whereas under the law of Moses, women were encouraged to be absolutely independent in their initiative in serving God. It's simply that if you're married, whether you're a man or a woman, and you say, we're going to give such and such, we're going to give this cow or this donkey or whatever to God, well, yeah, you've got to do that in agreement with your partner, because that's going to have implications for the family. So I think that is more the sense of it. Now, I think also the idea is don't be rash in just coming out with things that, I'm going to give this to you, I'm going to give that to you, and not doing it. Be sober and serious in your desire to give. I think Paul alludes to this in 2 Corinthians, where the Corinthians had promised to give money towards the fund that Paul had set up to support the poor saints in the poor Christian believers in Judea, or not just maybe giving money, but certainly giving material support. And he says, you promised to do this, now perform the doing of it. And the idea of performing, I think he's alluding to the performing of vows. And so there is a strong tendency in human beings to emotionally, spontaneously want to respond. I want to give something. Oh, I'd like to give something to that. Oh, I think that's great. But there is likewise a tendency within human nature to actually, when it comes to doing it, to put it off until tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. And eventually it ends up not being done. Our flesh is very subtle. Sure, God wants spontaneity. There is nothing wrong with spontaneous service of God, a desire to serve, but he also wants it, that giving, that devotion, to be more deeply motivated and not simply on the passing wave or cusp of emotion, because that is not what he's looking for. My son, give me your heart. That was the verse that fell open as I opened my Bible at random, as I was drying myself off after I was baptized many years ago now. That is what God wants. He wants your heart devotion, not the cusp of a passing feeling that grips you, I'd like to support, and then it drifts off. He wants us to be serious. And I think that is the whole point of this legislation about vows, that these desires to give were perfectly natural and God welcomed them, but he wanted the people to make those vows seriously and not to simply serve him on the passing cusp of the wave of an emotion, but to be serious about it, to, for example, discuss it with your husband. If you're going to devote something that's belonging to you jointly, well, yeah, do it seriously. And it could therefore be made void if, in fact, one party to the marriage didn't agree with it. So there is a desire in human beings to give, to devote. And you see that in secular life. Secular unbelieving people are often very generous. And this is a perfectly natural human desire, but as always, God doesn't want us to serve him and to give to him just on the basis of purely secular, normal, fleshly feelings. He wants us to, as it were, regulate them and to be sure that we are giving to him properly motivated. David says in Psalm 61, I will daily perform my vows. It's as if the fulfillment of things that he has promised was a daily experience. So this is not, as I say, the passing cusp of an emotion that says, oh, I'll give 50 quid to that good cause and sure you're going to do it. No, this is more than that. This is something daily that is to be done, which would imply in David's case that it was not something financial, it was not giving of something material, something else that he had promised. You can promise all sorts of things to God, and you should do them. That's the idea. Jeremiah, you read there about the Jews who were far off from God, worshipping the Queen of Heaven. They said, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven. And the problem is that, well, it is perfectly normal to want to, in a religious sense, make some sort of dedication and gift to that which you perceive to be greater than yourself, your God, your idol, or whatever. So let's factor that in. The fact that we may have a desire to give and donate can be read two ways. You can read it, oh yeah, I'm motivated by love for God, etc. But you must be aware that that desire to give is actually a purely human response. It's not necessarily that you are so righteous or so committed. What God wants is that, sure, we have that feeling, that desire to give to that which is greater than ourselves. And as I say, in Jeremiah 44, you see the Jews making vows to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out their offerings to her which they had vowed and performing their vows. So that is a purely human natural reaction, but we've got to go beyond that and do so soberly, not on the cusp of emotion, but because I genuinely wish to do this. And that's why when it comes to God's regulation of vows, there is this idea of agreeing it if it's something that affects the overall family, and most people lived in family units, that this had to be agreed. And this was not just to be done rashly. So that desire to give is quite right. And yet, we've got to be careful that it is not that we don't give to God just on the basis of how anyone else wants to give to that which is greater than them. You see, every spiritual characteristic has its fake, its pseudo-appearance. You take what James says about prayer and Elijah. He says Elijah prayed in his prayer. In other words, there is prayer as a kind of an appearance, a rattling off of words. And then there's the real prayer that is within that prayer. There's love. Well, everyone thinks they can love. But then there is love, as Jesus said, as I have loved you. There is forgiveness. Oh, yeah, I forgive him, but not really. There is grace. Oh, yes, I show grace. Well, the ultimate grace is a reflection of God's grace to us, which is far more radical than our natural sense of grace. And then, as we're thinking about this matter of giving, there is this giving on the cusp of emotion that, oh yes, I would like to donate to that. And yet that is regulated. That desire, that cusp of emotion giving is regulated here in Numbers 30 so that people will soberly do it. Do it for the right motives, having reasoned it out and consciously doing it.